Arizona Republican Senator Jeff Flake captured the national spotlight earlier this year when he delivered a strong rebuke against President Trump on the Senate floor. Last Wednesday, Flake once again abandoned subtlety during a 26-minute commencement address to graduates at Harvard Law School. His speech painted a picture of a nation in dark times and in need of bold defenders of democracy willing to stand strong for their beliefs.
Not to be unpleasant, but I do bring news from our nation's capital. First, the good news. Your national leadership is, well, not good at all. Our presidency has been debased by a figure who seemingly has a bottomless appetite for destruction and division and only a passing familiarity with how the Constitution works. And our Article I branch of government, the Congress, that's me, is utterly supplying in the face of the moral vandalism that flows from the White House daily. I do not think that the founders could have anticipated that the beauty of their invention might someday founder on the rocks of reality television, and that Congress would be such willing accomplices to this calamity. Our most ardent enemies doing their worst, and they are doing their worst, couldn't hurt us more than we are hurting ourselves. Now you might reasonably ask, where's the good news in that? Well, simply put, we may have hit bottom. And that's also the bad news. In a rare convergence, the good news and the bad news are the same. Our leadership is not good, but it probably can't get much worse. This is it, if you've been wondering what the bottom looks like. This is what it looks like when you stress test all of the institutions that undergird our constitutional democracy at the same time. You could say that we are witnesses to history, and if it were possible to divorce ourselves from the obvious tragedy of this debacle, I suppose it might even be interesting. The same way some diseases are interesting to medical researchers. But this is an experience that we could and should have avoided. Getting to this state of distress did not naturally occur. Rather, it was thoroughly man-made. This disease of our polity is far too serious not to be recognized for what it is. The damage it threatens to do to our vital organs is far too great for us to carry on as if all is well. All is not well. We have a sickness of the spirit. To complete the medical metaphor, you might say that we're now in critical condition. How did we arrive at such a moment of great peril, wherein the President of the United States publicly threatens, on Fox and Friends, historians will note, to interfere in the administration of justice, and seems to think that the office confers on him the ability to decide who and what gets investigated and who and what does not? And just this week, the president, offering an outlandish rationale, ordered an investigation into the investigation of the Russian attack on our electoral process. Not to defend the country against future attacks, mind you, but to defend himself. Obviously, ordering investigations is not a legitimate use of presidential power. I pick this egregious example of recent presidential conduct not because it is rare in terms of the president's body of work, but because it so perfectly represents what we have tragically grown accustomed to in the past year and a half. Who would have thought that we would ever see encouragement coming from the White House for chants at rallies calling for the jailing of a defeated political opponent? When you don't even know what the limits of presidential power are, you might not even care when you're abusing that power. How did this happen to us? And what might we learn from it? How did we get swept up in this global resurgence of the authoritarian impulse, which has democracies teetering on the brink, strongmen placing themselves above the law, and in our own country, a leader who reveres some of the most loathsome enemies of democracy in our time? Have we really grown tired of democracy? Are we watching its passing, cheered on by the America First crowd, even as we cast aside global institutions that have fostered freedom and peace for more than a half century?
That is Arizona Republican Senator Jeff Flake speaking to Harvard Law School graduates last week. For a video and transcript of his address, go to our website, onpointradio.org. You can continue the conversation and get the On Point podcast at our website, onpointradio.org. Follow us on Twitter. Find us on Facebook at On Point Radio. On Point is produced by Anna Bauman, Brian Hardzinski, Eileen Amata, Stefano Katsonis, Allison Poli, Catherine Proctor, Tanya Raleigh, Jeremy Rolosa, and James Ross. Our executive producer is Karen Schiffman. Coming up tomorrow, life lessons from men after the devastating deaths of their wives. Until then, I'm Jane Clayson. This is On Point.